Kedushin. V'cheinu Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Poitroi, Mikol Dinim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Yehuda used to say that as soon as potter from all Dinim of the Torah. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda Svara? Omakra, the Pasuk says, V'shofetu Eido, Bein Hamako, Bein Gerl Adam, Ala Mishpotim Leila. We dash like this. Kol Sheyeshne B'mako B'Gerl Adam, any person that's in the Pasha of being a Gerl Adam, of having got a Golis, Yeshne b'mishpatim, he has the pasha of Eila Mishpatim, all the halachas of Mishpatim, Medina Mamnus apply to you. But Kol Sheina b'makav a Gerl Adam, someone that's not in the pasha of a makav, if you kill somebody, you potter from Isa, or if you kill B'shayt, you don't have to go to Golis, assume it's potter, we just had psukim. If so, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eila b'mishpatim, he is not in the whole pasha of Eila Mishpatim, all Dini Mamnus do not apply to a Suma. Tan Yidach, not another braisa. We have Yehuda Aimer, Suma ain loy boishes. If a blind person embarrasses somebody, he's potter. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yehuda poitru mikol mitzvah samur b'teira. Rabbi Yehuda used to say a blind person is potter midiraisa from doing all the mitzvahs. Now, Omer Rav Shisha b'reid Ravida. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that assume is potter from all mitzvahs? Because Omer Kroh, the Pasuk says, V'eila ha-mitzvahs ha-chukir v'ha-mishpotim. So it's actually like this. Kol she-yeshna b'mishpotim, whoever's in the parasha of mishpotim of Dini Momnis, is Yeshna b'mitzvahs u'v'chukim. He's in the Torah to be mekayim the mitzvahs u'chukim. But v'chol sheina b'mishpatim asuma, that's potter from all dinim mishpatim, like we just dashed in the potter before, is eina b'mitzvahs. He's potter from all the mitzvahs u'chukim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, may reish at the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda was blind. So Rabbi Yehuda said at the beginning, having been, I used to think to say, man di yamalach, Rabbi Yehuda, di yamasuma potter mina mitzvahs, ko avdinon yarmatov l'rabbonin. Whoever would tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that a suma blind person is potter from all the mitzvahs, in other words, that he, Rabbi Yosef, is also potter from all the mitzvahs, he would be very happy, and would make a party for the Rabbanan. Because he thought to say that, my timer, because he thought like this first, the lame of Kedinu, I don't have a chiyu to do the mitzvahs, but still, because avdina, still I do them. Because avdina mitzvahs, and still I do the mitzvahs. So at the beginning I thought to say, that's a tremendous madrega, that even though I don't have to do it, but still I do it on my own free will, that's a tremendous madrega. So first Rabbi Yosef felt good. But Vahashtah, but now he says, no, I'll feel bad. But Vahashtah, the Shamet late, the Shamet, Lahod Rabbi Chanina, but now I heard what Rabbi Chanina said. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Godol HaMetzuvah V'Yosef, Mimi She'ena Metzuvah V'Yosef, a person that has a commandment to listen to do the mitzvahs, a person that's Mechuyif to do the mitzvahs, when he does the mitzvahs, he gets more reward, it's a greater thing, than somebody that does it, that doesn't have a tzivu to do it. And Rashi always says, because the Yetzer is there to stop you more. If you have a tzivu, if you commanded to do it, you have to do it. So the Yetzer is there to stop you. He doesn't want you to do Yechiyuvim. Therefore, if you do it, it's a tremendous thing. But if you're not Mechuyiv, you don't have to do it, so the Yetzer is not there to stop you. He doesn't care so much if you do it or not. So therefore, it's not so hard to do it. You don't get so much schar. So if so, now Rabbi Yosef said, that man the yomli, whoever would tell me the opposite, that ain't halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, whoever would tell me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, you should know, avdina yomatov l'rabbonin, I would make a big yomta for the rabbonin. My time of wine, tichimafkadinu isli agra tfei, because if the halacha is that I would be mechuyiv in mitzvahs, then when I do them, I get more reward. So now lemaisi would be much happier if the halacha would be, assume it's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. If this sugya tezos brings right, that even though you put them in a mitzvah, still, if you do them, you can make brachas. Like we are the Nisha. Nisha is potter, mitzvah sasesh is mandroma, but when they do the mitzvah, still they can make a bracha. Because now Mestavra said that a suma, that sounded that he's potter like a Yehuda. If Yehuda first thought to say that even though if it would be potter, he'd be happy. The chur, if you're potter for the mitzvahs, you can't make brachas, why should he be happy? He's missing out on all the brachas. Since Tayyaz Rai in a lot of places, they said that even though you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, but if you go and do the mitzvah, havadi, you have a right to make a bracha. We always say, Noshim, even though mitzvah asesh is man groma, they're potter from, but when they do the mitzvah, they make a bracha. Lulav, they make a bracha. Shofar, they make a bracha. You can make a bracha even though you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Yeah. And then Tosfos wants to say that avad is summa midrabbon and avad is mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. That a summa is mechuyiv in the mitzvahs more than an isha is. Because an isha, even though there's some mitzvah she's potter in, but some mitzvah she has, so she remains a Jew. Mashenka, if you tell me though that a suma is potter from all the mitzvahs, will have no mitzvahs to do. So therefore, Avada to swear that with the Rabbonin, they gave a chiyah for the suma to do the mitzvahs. So Maisa, the suma has to do the mitzvahs. So only Yishalim, it's midi Raisa or midi Rabbonin. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh choyme bi Odom mi Bishor. Odom HaMazik has more chumra than Shor HaMazik. Sheoda Meshalem Nezek Tsar Ripu Shevus Aboshus. Oda Mamazik has to pay for the five things. But a Shor is Potter, the Baal Ashor only has to pay for the Nezek, not for these other four things. U Meshalem Demei Vlodis. If a man hits a pregnant lady and she's mappled because of that, he has to pay the Demei Vlodis how much the kid is worth. The Shor ain't a Meshalem Ela Nezek. A Shor doesn't pay for the Demei Vlodis. He only has to pay the Nezek, the actual damage he does. U Potter with Demei Vlodis. He's also potter from the Demei Vlodis. Rashi says, "Vidashin ishbi amisoi v'loy shor b'amisoi." That you have to pay for nezek tsar shavas vibu b'boishes. It's only ishba amisoi a man and not a shor. Who potter with Demei Vlodis? Rashi says, "Kadiyama b'shor shenegas zaporo." Anoshim v'loy shvam. The potter says, "Anoshim." If a man hits a pregnant lady, he has to pay the Demei Vlodis. Not if a shor hits a pregnant lady. Ha maki es oviv yes imoi. If you hit your father or mother, for lo yosu ben chabura, you did not make a chabura, you didn't make them bleed, therefore you're not chayiv misa, therefore you have to pay for the nezit sasha, you have to pay for the damage you did. Same thing, v'choyvo b'chaver b'yom kippurim, even if you made somebody bleed on Yom Kippur, that you only chayiv korish, you're not chayiv misa, therefore chayiv kulan, you have to pay for the damage you did to him. But what about, ha'choyvo b'evet ivri, if you did damage to an evet ivri, chayiv kulan, you know, you have to pay all five things to the Eved Ivri. Chutz min ha-shevis, excluding you don't have to pay for the work that he's not doing, bizman shu shalai, like if it's your Eved Ivri, so pshit, you don't have to pay for the time that he's not doing work, because the work is yours. It's like your loss anyway. But you don't have to pay the Eved for the shevis, the fact he's sitting still, not working. What about ha-choyvo b'yevet k'nani shalachayrim? You hit an Eved k'nani that belongs to somebody else. It's also chayim b'kulan. You're chayiv in everything. In other words, an Eved Kanani has luck like a Jew. He's ready mizgayer b'miksas. He has luck like an Isha. Therefore, just like you hit an Isha, you're chayiv on the five things. Who are then an Eved Ivri? An Eved Kanani also you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, ain't li avodim boishes. Yehuda says, no. Boishes you don't have by Eved Kanani. If you embarrass an Eved Kanani, for that you're potter. There's no embarrassment to an Eved Kanani. How can you embarrass him? He's an Eved Kanani. He can't be lower than that. There's no embarrassment. Now, cheres shoyte v'kotten, pigiyoson ro. Whoever meets up with them is a losing a factory. It's bad. Meeting up with them is bad. Now, what does that mean? Ha'choyvu behen chayiv. If somebody hits a cheres shoyte v'kotten, you have to pay him. If you do damage to a cheres shoyte v'kotten, you have to pay them. But v'heim shechovlu b'cherim, if they do damage to somebody else, p'turim. The Allah b'nei deyaninu of a cheresh, a shaita of a cotton hits you, that's all, he goes home, does nothing. As they always say, the story of a chutzpenik. The chutzpenik kid once went over to his rabbi and slapped and beat him up. He said, Rabbi, I'm a cotton, I'm potter, I don't have to pay you back. The kid said, the cotton hits you, the cotton just goes home free, you can't force the cotton to pay you. Vaitim, ho eved v'yo'isha, an eved and an isha, is pigios and roar the same thing. You meet up with them, you're in a losing field. Because hachoyvu behen chayiv. If you do damage to an eved ivri, to an eved kanani, or to an isha, you have to pay them, like we just said. But v'heim shechovlu b'cherim, they do damage to other people, p'turim. They're potter. Why? Because they don't have any money right now. An eved kanani, all his money belongs to his master. An isha, all the money belongs to the husband. But avul mishalmim liachas man. But later on, when they do get the money, they'll have to pay. In other words, really, the lady is chayiv to pay. Just right now, when she's married, she has a husband, all the money belongs to the husband. The husband doesn't have to pay for her damage, but she'll have to pay later. Therefore, nizgar shor isha, if the isha receives a get later on, res nishtach or ever, the ever becomes freed, halacha is chayovim l'shalin. They will have to pay later. When they have their own money, they have to pay. Rashi says, chayovim l'shalin, shurei mitchil lehen chayov, at the beginning they also had a chiv to pay. El shein lehem ma l'shalin, they have no money right now. Shenich say milug, shalisha mishubodim labal, leperis liyerusha. Right. Hamake ove v'imoy v'yosu ben chabur. Let's say you hit your father and your mother and you make them bleed, or else v'hachayvu b'chaveru b'shabbos, you make somebody bleed on Shabbos and you chayiv misa for that, potter mikulam. In such cases, you're potter from paying the damage. Bevnei shu nidir b'nashrei, because you chayiv misa for that. Therefore, if you say, come live with the rabbi, you're potter from paying the money. V'hachayvu b'yevet kanani. If you do damage to an evet kanani, shaloi your own evet kanani, potter mikulam. You don't have to pay anything. As your own Eved Kanani is like your own money. If you would do damage to him, you're potter mikulam. Yeah. Sati Gemara. Boi minei Rebbe Loza me Rav. Rebbe Loza asks a shalom from Rav.
Ha'choyvel bebas ketano shelacherim. If you hit the young girl, not you or somebody else's young girl, young daughter, who do you have to pay to? Chavol lemi. Who gets the money now for the damage that was done to her? Mi arminadu, we say, kivun diakne le'rachmon eshvach nirum liyav, since the Torah gives the gain of the daughter to the father, the Rashi says, the Chassidus Pasuk says, v'nirea be'savia, kol shvach nirum levia, te'afilu kesef gedushin shalai, if the ketana gets married, the kesef gedushin goes to the father. So here also, chavol anami diavu hevi, if somebody damaged your daughter, so the money has to go to the father. My taima do yafchasam mikaspe, because you made it worth less. It's like the father's daughter, so the father lost out now. It's like the father has a right to sell her, or the father has a right to marry her, or to get money for it. So therefore, the maisa, the father lost out the money. You have to pay the father. Oy dilma maybe shvach niyurim who the yakne le'rachmona? No, only the special shvach niyurim, the gain that she has to gain, not her losses. But the gain, the money she would gain, that goes to the father. The boy, the father wants to give her away. To a mukashkin, the father has the right to give her away. So that's why any gain that comes to her goes to the father. But in the case of chavola, in the case where she gets damaged, kivon di boy mischabobo. But since the father himself wanted to damage his daughter, he's not allowed to. Like that is not a bailum over. He has no right to do damage to his own daughter. Therefore, if somebody else did damage to her, I'll tell you, like Kenia Le'rachmona, the Torah does not give this money over to the daughter, over to the father. Therefore, the money goes to the daughter. That's the shaila over here.